Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished lower to open the new year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 11 points to close at 33,136. The S&P 500 was down 15 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day down about 80 points. Investors rang in the new year of trading wary of what 2023 may bring. Inflation remains a focus, and the Federal Reserve has signaled plans to lift interest rates through the spring in an effort to tame inflation, although some traders are betting that policymakers will pivot to cutting rates to head off a recession. Among individual stocks, Tesla fell 12.2% after the electric vehicle maker fell short of its 2022 delivery target. Tesla's stock is coming off its worst year ever, declining 65% in 2022. Apple shares declined 3.75%, putting the iPhone maker's market value below $2 trillion for the first time since March 2021, according to Dow Jones market data. AMC Entertainment slipped 3.4% after rival Cineworld said it wasn't in talks with the theater chain regarding the sale of its cinema assets. In commodity markets, futures prices for Brent crude, the benchmark for global oil prices, fell 4.4% to $82.10 a barrel, its biggest daily decline since September. And U.S. oil futures fell 4.2%, the largest daily decline since November. But gold prices rose 1.1% to $1,839.70 a troy ounce, the highest value since June 2022. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.